Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome to this very special episode. It's different to anything I've created before, so hopefully you'll agree with me that you're in for a real treat. So I'm going to be sharing with you a really powerful story that I was really inspired to create. So if you're listening down, listening to this, then do make your favourite drink and sit back and relax. And if you're listening to this when you're driving or where you are exercising, I hope you really enjoy it. So just imagine that you right now are clearing out old receipts from your wallet. And in there you find a sparkling gold card with lots of small diamonds encrusted in it. It looks like there's been there a long time, as now it's dusty. The letters are hard to read, but you can still see your name on it, and its expiry date is 50 years from now. On the back it says, use me anytime, any place, unlimited free use for a lifetime. Your face lights up. You really need this credit card, and you know that it will change your life. You go out to the mall, hand it over, and at the shop counter, it works. You're so excited. You use it over and over again that day. It really feels magical buying these things that you've wanted to get for a while. You go out the next day, and you do the same, and the next. 3 days later, you get a letter. It says that this card can be used at any store at any time for any amount, and more importantly, that every month the balance is automatically wiped clear. As a diamond card owner, you feel like you've hit the jackpot. You feel amazing. Life is amazing. Life is suddenly so easy. Whatever you need, you can get, and you can get whatever you want, and whatever you want to do, you can do. And even more importantly, you can help whoever you want, whenever you want, allowing you to contribute and make your own difference in the world. You buy things for all your family, friends, you give it to people in need that pass you in the street. Now imagine how that would make you feel. Imagine how great life would be. Next, imagine that one sunny day, someone knocks on your front door and offers you the ultimate diamond credit card. This person doesn't know that you already have one. And they say, I have the most amazing card in the world. You can use it anywhere, anytime, for any amount. And guess what? Every month, the balance will be completely wiped clear. But to have this card, you'll need to do certain things for me as and when I need them. Can you imagine your reaction? You already have everything you need, yet this person comes to the door and offers you the same card if only you do what he or she wants you to do. You're going to laugh and say, no thank you, I don't need your credit card. I already have everything I need. I have plenty of everything. I have my own diamond credit card and I don't have to do anything for anyone. You can come into my house, come with me to the shops if you like. You can have whatever you want, and you don't have to do anything. Don't believe I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. No one will manipulate me with money or a credit card. I have plenty. Now imagine the exact opposite. Several weeks have gone by, and you have no money whatsoever. Every month you've been struggling to pay your bills. Your debt is increasing. You have no money for food. In fact, you are starving hungry and could become homeless at any point. In fact, you are so broke and so desperate. When this person appears at your door, you practically hug him or her, a complete stranger, just for coming to your door. You instantly take the diamond credit card and buy whatever you need when you need it. As the hours, days and weeks go by, your life is amazing. you've really got yourself back on track and you're feeling like the luckiest person in the world. You're feeling so special. Your confidence has increased and you have everything you need. Your friends say you're beaming, your family say you're gleaming, you're just so happy. Until one day, that person is back at your front door. And now they want something from you. You have to oblige because after all, you've spent all their money. The look on your face suddenly changes. You are now their slave and at their beck and call forever because you can't give back the credit card. You need it too much. You're not only financially tied to them, emotionally your self-esteem and identity has become linked to them and them giving you this card. You may have the things you need today, but tomorrow you may not have the things you need. And so you agree to do whatever you can for the card. Whatever you can. You have become a slave. A slave for the card because you need it. Because without it, you don't have any freedom. You don't have any food. So you are attached. You cannot contemplate a life without it. You've lost all faith that you can live without this. You say to yourself, what am I going to do without this card? I cannot live without this card. What if they decide to give it the card to someone else? My card. My card to someone else. I will have nothing. You have linked your happiness, self-worth and survival to them, giving you this card that you are dependent now on them. You'll put up with anything. You'll do anything they say. Now imagine that instead of having an ultimate, unlimited diamond credit card, we are talking about love. You have an abundance of love in your heart. You have a body that is full of love. You have love not just for yourself, but for the whole world. You love so much that you don't need anyone else's love. You share your love without condition. You don't love if something is given to you. You love anyway. You love so much you feel amazing and you are confident and you believe in yourself. You trust in life. And you love everyone, and you feel on top of the world. Life is not only good, but great. You walk around with your head held high and dance through life with ease and the grace of a ballet dancer. Doesn't it feel amazing to feel so good? To feel so loved, so energized, so happy? Now imagine that someone comes into your home and says, I have love for you here. I'll give you my love, make you feel needed. I'll take care of you. As long as you do whatever I want you to do, you can have all the love as long as you live by my rules. When you are full of love, what is going to be your reaction? You will laugh and say, thank you, but I don't need your love. I have the same love here in my heart, even bigger and better, and I share my love without condition. You would find it effortless to turn down their offer, as it would make no sense to you. As you already have so much love inside of you and in your life. But what's going to happen if you're starving for love, longing for it, as you don't have that love in your heart? You're feeling low and lacking in confidence, and someone knocks on your door and says, want a little love? You can have my love as long as you do what I want you to do. If you're starving for love and you taste that love, you're going to do whatever you can for that love. Despite that fact that it's conditional. You know more than anything in the world that you want and need to feel loved, so you become needy, and that if your whole soul, you have given your whole soul for just a little attention. Your heart is like a magical diamond card. If you open your heart, you already have all of the love that you need. There is no need to go around begging, please somebody love me, I'm so lonely, I'm not good enough for love. I need someone to love me to prove that I am worthy of love. We have love right here inside of us, but we often do not see this love. Can you see the drama us humans create when we believe that we do not have love? When we lack self-love, we become starving for love and we taste a little love from someone else, and this can create a big need. Some people become needy and obsessive about that love. Then they get attached or addicted to it so much that they can focus on it. What am I going to do if that person leaves? How can I live without him or her in my life? They cannot live without the provider who gives them those little doses of love. and for that little amount of love, they allow others to control their lives. They let others tell them what to do and what not to do, how to dress and how to look and how to behave and what to believe and what not to believe. Whether it's a parent, a partner, a lover, a friend, they say, I'll love you if you let me control your life. I'll love you if you act in this way. I'll love you if you are good to me. If not, then I will withdraw my love and shut you out. The problem is, us humans forget that we have love inside of our heart. All of this suffering begins because we closed our hearts and we no longer feel that love is there. At some point in our life, we became afraid to love because we believed love is not fair. Love hurts. Love isn't safe. We got hurt as we tried to be our best, to be good enough for someone else's love, and failed. Perhaps a parent, a sibling, an uncle, an aunt, or a romantic partnerships. All we wanted was to be accepted for who we are, and we weren't. As this happened more than once, our hearts have been broken. To love again fully can be too much. We hold back our love and attract another partner and other people who also hold back on their love. Of course, living in our society today with the focus on perfectionism and us being hurt in early relationships, we have so much self-judgment that we can't possibly have any self-love, for we are forever criticizing ourselves. The metaphor for this story is simple. We have already been given the power and ability to love ourselves and to love others. We have inside of us every single thing we need to not only survive, but thrive. However, not only do most of us not realise that very few of us really use this most basic and precious gift that we've been given, for free I might add, we don't realise that we don't need to look to others for approval for love. We love and approve of ourselves. If we want to, we can. If we look to others for love and approval, we become nothing more than slaves and codependents. We don't need to beg for love. We already have it. We just need to use it. Just like that credit card, we need to take it out of the wallet, dust it off, and start using it. And saying no to the people who want to give us things conditionally, who want us to act and behave in certain ways that we're not comfortable with, or that don't serve our. We need to add the sparkle to our lives again by being the love and radiating the love that we are. If you're struggling living in a relationship where the love you receive is conditional, remember that you have all the resources and love you need inside of yourself. We can choose to be controlled or we can choose to be in control of our own love. We cannot control someone else. However, we can control whether we focus on loving ourselves and giving love out into the world. Whatever we choose is our choice and will ultimately affect our actions, which will in turn affect the results we get in the life and the quality of life that we live. So choose well, choose love, you won't regret it. For many, this is often easier said than done. When people told me to love myself, I was stuck wondering, how on earth do I do that? After 10 years of courses, studying, counselling and coaching, grief and loss, hypnotherapy, and more importantly, my journey to stop using alcohol and food to stuff down or feed my emotions, I realised that the easiest way to love yourself is to really awaken your love energy. Everything is energy. And by that I mean focus on feeling love, being love and giving love. I discovered this and it changed my whole entire life. I became a best-selling author, I became free from food and weight obsession, the drama from my relationships went, I felt happier and closer to my family members, I felt energized, secure and at peace. The feeling was so profound that I created my online course, the Love Energy Toolkit and the Empowered Love Formula. So if you want any information on any of this, then do reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to arrange a quick call with you to discuss how I can support you, because for a lot of us, self-love does not come naturally. It takes work and the right steps, but it is possible. And when you do, it changes every single area of your life. Relationships with every family member, relationships with food, relationships with alcohol, relationships with money, relationships with co-workers, relationships, with your body. It changes your whole entire life when you awaken your love energy and you have self-love. So if you're curious to know more about what this can do for your life, what this can do for your relationship, then I would love to hear from you. You can email me at nb@nicolabeer.com for a free call. I'll send you a link to book a time in my calendar. It'll be an online call and I'll give all the instructions. It's simple, easy to use, and it won't cost you a penny. And I'll also provide the link as well. From my heart to yours, I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did creating it for you. With love, always, Nicola.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.